The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Hi guys, and welcome back to Living Life on the Edge with Mejor Versión. I have a very special guest with me here today. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, chicken, yo. It's your girl, PJ. Here, coming to check out with you and join you with this episode.
And PJ, did you want to talk about how we met?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I was chilling one day, minding my business, and I got a knock on the door, and I see a box in the front of my door, and then out popped this little person. Like, I don't even know how you came here. And then it's just been history ever since.
I wouldn't call myself little, but...
Little person.
I'm a very tall person. Okay. Anyways, let's dive into the topic of our episode, which is going to be fake friends. And I will start off with my first question, which will be... In your own words, what is a fake friend?
A fake friend would be somebody who only is with you for their personal benefit. Like, they're not there for you at all. They only just want somebody there for when times get rough for them. Like a safety net, for example. How about you?
I would say the same. That they're only there... Well, there could be different types of fake friends. Mm-hmm. There could be the ones that, yeah, they have you as a safety net, or there can be a fake friend that only has you there. Well, yeah, it's kind of the same things. Mm-hmm. Safety net.
I mean, a fake friend could also be just... They just don't appreciate you. Like, maybe you guys started out as friends in the beginning, but then as time went on, like, jealousy started getting introduced. So now they're just trying to make themselves seem better than you. Like, actually, I think that does fit into personal benefit. If they just need somebody to make themselves feel better about themselves.
They can use you as, like, I had an experience where my best friend and I were growing apart, and she would just use me as, like, a date filler. So like, if her and her other best friend weren't hanging out, she'd be like, well, on Wednesday I'm not hanging out with her, so like, we can hang out,
right? But
so like, basically there's like a safety net,
yeah,
if things don't work out.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar experience with a fake friend. Like, it was, she only needed me when there was something wrong with her. Like, actually, there's been multiple occurrences. Like, I've had, like, last year, I had a couple fake friends where they only needed me when they wanted something from me, whether it was, like, emotional support or anything like that. But when it came to me needing something, it was, like, non-existent. Like, they didn't want to help me at all. Like, it only mattered when they wanted help. And I feel like that's kind of what I was trying to convey with, like, they want a safety net. And, like, they also... would, I'm saying like so much, I'm so sorry, but they would also go and use me to make themselves feel better about themselves. So, and like, for example, there would be times where, you know, I'll do something, make a mistake, and they'll be like, well, I wouldn't make that mistake, and like, they would talk down on me and stuff like that. And so I feel like that is also a really good example of fake friends.
So given your experience with fake friends, what are some red flags to look for in a fake friend?
I feel like some red flags that I've seen is like when they don't support you, when they only want to engage with you when something is wrong with them. They never ask like what's going on with you. They just say, hey, like, there's something going on in my life and I need you right now. And it's all the time repetitive. They never ask you how you're doing or what's going on with you. And if you do ask for advice, it's just very cut short. Like, they don't want to talk about it, and they'll switch it over to what's going on with their life. Another thing can be distance. Like, if they distance themselves way too much around you, they don't want to hang out, they don't want to do anything. If they talk bad about you or let their friends talk bad about you, if they let somebody else disrespect you and they still call you a friend, that's not a friend. Because if you were truly friends with that person, any friend of yours disrespecting someone who you call a friend is disrespecting you right in front of your face. So that's another red flag that I would see. What else? Help me out here. What other red flags, especially like from your past?
My experience. Let me see. I gotta think. It's been a while since I've had a situation with a fake friend. Like I said before, being like a date filler, because I had a lot of friends that were like that in high school, who, like, she would plan her life. She'd have a very busy life, and I don't know if she constantly needed to be around people because she was lonely or whatever, but I would only be able to fit her schedule. So if, like, the plans that I made didn't fit her schedule, she'd be like, no, let's do this instead because this seems, like, better for me. Because, like, let's say at 1:30 she's hanging out with her friends, and then at 3:30 she's like, oh, that won't work, you know, like that. That's probably been the only thing that I've experienced. But have you ever been in a situation where you realize someone is a fake friend?
Yeah, so as I brought up last time, I had an issue with a couple people where it was, at first I thought we were friends, everything was going good, everything seemed so picture perfect, like everybody around us would think, oh, you know, you guys are really cool, you guys are really close-knit together. But behind closed doors, it was them only coming to me when they needed emotional support. And if I needed emotional support because I had a really rough year last year, I would get nothing in return. Like, it would just be silence. They wouldn't ask me how I was doing. They wouldn't try to help me. They only wanted me to talk if it involved helping them out with something. And then in the beginning, I was like, you know, maybe it's just because I was going through a rough time and they didn't understand what they could do. But then it kind of escalated to them like socially bullying me, which is basically trying to ruin my reputation with other people so that they could be better than me by having more friends than all of my friends. And when that started happening, that's when I started realizing like they don't care about my well-being at all. They're making fun of me, talking bad about me, isolating me, making me feel so bad about myself. But when it came to them feeling bad, they wanted me to uplift them and me to help them. And during that moment, I was like, yeah, I can't hang out with these people anymore, because during the entire situation, they made me feel like the bad guy when they were actually just doing that to make themselves feel good about themselves.
So did you cut them off, or how did you go about this situation?
Well, it was kind of hard to cut them off in the beginning because I lived with them. So it was more me just distancing myself, kind of, even if we were in the same living space. But eventually, when I was able to go and leave that living space, I was able to fully cut them off, just cold turkey, not talking to them. It wasn't like it was hard to cut them off. It was fairly easy. But yeah.
Did you confront them in hopes that they would change, like, their behavior? Or you...
I confronted one of them. I told them that, you know, this is what's been going on. This is what I've noticed that you and the other person have been doing towards me. And I didn't appreciate it. And I didn't like how they expected me to still want to care for them, even though what they were doing to me was wrong. And in the beginning, they were acting as if they did nothing wrong. They were pretending that they were the good guy. But then when I started bringing in all the receipts and the information, and other people came and testified, basically, kind of like we were
testify.
In like we were in court. We were sitting there.
Your Honor.
I object. Like, we were sitting there, and a few of my other friends who I talked to about the situation, they were adding their input. Like, yeah, you would come and talk a lot of bad stuff about her and stuff like that. And then kind of when that person was backed into a corner, they were forced to agree with the reality that they were just a bad person. And
but that didn't change their behavior.
No, that didn't change their behavior at all, because they still continue to act the way that they act, and I'm pretty sure they still act the way that they act now. The other person, I didn't really confront them because I feel as if though they were a narcissist, and confronting them, for me, I feel like when you confront a narcissist, it doesn't really go anywhere because in the end they always think they're right. So I didn't confront them. The other person, though, they did confront them and tell them, like, hey, she knows about what we've been saying and what we did. And their response was, I don't deny it. I know I'm bad.
Because they only see it as one way.
Exactly. They're like, I don't deny it. I feel like she deserved it, and et cetera. And so they just kind of, like, they try to justify it in the beginning, saying, well, she never talked to anybody, which was a lie. Yeah. They try to justify it, but then in the end they're like, well, I don't care because she deserved it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's how that went.
So, have you ever found yourself being a fake friend to someone? I think we've all have been fake friends.
Probably at one point in middle school.
Yeah, like, at one point in our lives.
Probably in middle school when I was a bitter little kid. Like, I had no life back then, and I feel like I was just a mean little kid. But I feel like as I got older, I started...
No, because I work with kids and I know how they are.
Yeah.
Some of them are ruthless.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like as a little kid, I did. But as I started getting older, I started realizing how precious friendships could be.
And how your actions have consequences.
Right. Yeah. Like, as a little kid, I could easily just...
get away with something.
Yeah, I could tell the whole school that Brenda did something and not get in trouble. But now if I say, yeah, she did this, like, it all comes back to me. And, like, what, she come and try to find me?
It says a lot of, like, who you are as a person.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Like, I'm not trying to have that on my conscience.
So, let's get into some hypotheticals. How can someone differentiate between a genuine friend who is going through a tough time versus a fake friend who only shows up when things are going well?
I feel like that was pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, but, you know what? I thought about this question for so long, so...
I feel like that question was pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, just try. Try.
Like, I feel like...
That question was self-explanatory.
I feel like, of course, you could tell a fake friend from a real friend. If a friend genuinely wants to be your friend, they would care about how you're doing. It wouldn't just be one-sided, you know? Mm-hmm. So they could ask you for help and you help them, but when you ask for help, they help you in return. So that's one thing you could use to differentiate. If they support you and give you advice, if they don't talk down on you or don't talk about you negatively in front of other people, and if they don't let people talk negatively about you. Because, as I said, that's, like, a big thing with me. If someone disrespects my friend in front of me, you're disrespecting me because you know I hang out with them. You know that I like them, so why would you talk bad about them in front of me? Because then... it's like you don't care about my feelings at all. Like, you just want to badmouth them and stuff like that. If you want to badmouth them, you can go and do that with your other little friends, and I would just stop talking to you. Like, I'm not staying with somebody who doesn't like my friend. But
what a respectful queen.
A respectful queen indeed. Because, like,
and real friend.
Why would you do that? And
just shows the type of person you are.
Exactly. I feel like people like that, just back when they were younger, never had a very secure relationship with people, family-wise. Because I feel like it all, stuff like that kind of roots from when you were younger. So depending how you saw how your family act towards each other or how your family acted towards you, it really shapes how you make your relationships and it shapes how you see yourself.
And how you choose to respect people.
Exactly. So I feel like if a child grew up in a household where they never felt loved, they never felt like they were, you know, valued or worth something, and they were never shown respect as they grow up because that's all they want. Since they've never gotten that, they'd do anything they could to be able to gain what they didn't have as a kid. So if they never got love and they never felt like they were worth something, and in their family they saw that you always have to yell to be able to be heard or do something to be able to be seen, they're definitely going to repeat that behavior as they get older. So I feel like in order to fix that whole fake friend thing, you really need to get to the root of the issue. And the root of the issue is trying to figure out, okay, what happened in the past that makes me feel this way, and how can I fix it in order to move on and be better in the future, you know?
Man, PJ, you got deep.
Yeah, because it's just really crazy to think about. Most of your behavior comes from when you're younger, you know?
It does.
It mostly is rooted not only about how, like, friends from when you were younger treated you, but it's mostly rooted around how your parents treated you and how they treated each other, because you mostly learn all your behavior from your parents. Exactly. Yeah. So when it comes to relationships, like seeing how your parents interacted with each other, whether they were just very angry and arguing all the time, or they were distant, or they were really loving, it really affects how you treat other people in the future.
And how you see love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, people strongly suggest that when you have a child, since they're super impressionable, you need to not only talk with them, but show them healthier ways of loving someone, respecting someone, and stuff like that, because you don't want them to carry it on, like, the bad habits and end up being a terrible person when they grow up.
Yeah. So, can you share any advice on how to navigate a situation where you have a mutual relationship with a fake friend?
What do you mean by that?
Sorry, maybe I didn't word that. So, like, let's say that there's this fake friend and they hang out with, we'll call this person
Chandra.
Yeah, and you just always, like, they're always hanging out, like.
So, like, if you were friends with Chandra, but your fake friend is friends with Chandra, yeah, what would you do in that situation? So if I was friends with Chandra personally, I would cut off that fake friend for my personal sake, because I feel like I wouldn't be able to handle all that stress of having to worry about if someone's talking about me, mm-hmm, or having to take care of somebody else's feelings when they can't even help me with my own. Mm-hmm. And I would continue to hang out with Chandra, but I wouldn't be close. Like, if,
like,
we,
you would have a good distance from her.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't tell her stuff that you would tell, like, a trustworthy friend.
Right, because then it's, well, does Chandra know that what's their face is a, let's call her Tracy. Does Chandra know that Tracy is a fake friend?
Yeah,
then I would definitely keep my distance, because if you know that she's fake, why do you still hang out with her?
It just says who you are as a person.
So I would keep my distance, and if there ever was a situation where we were all together, I'd still keep it cordial. So I'll still be like, hey, how are you? You know, what's going down? And then afterwards, I would be like, you know, after I do all that, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. Like, I'm done.
We're wrapping it up.
It's time to go home now. But for sure, I feel like if I ever was in a situation where I was with a fake friend, I would definitely cut them off, because I am way too stressed to be stressed out on another person right now. And I feel like everybody else is.
True enough. I'm going to give you an air fist bump.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is it today for our episode with Living Life with Mejor Versión and PJ.
Period.
I hope that we can do an actual podcast with the both of us in the future, because I just feel like we have great energy.
I feel like we have great energy too. I feel
great,
like,
chemistry.
Great chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like finding you in that box as a wee lad, mm-hmm, really opened up my horizons and brought me to better places.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
All right. Exactly. Thank you guys for listening.